Yo. What up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger.
Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
We back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything came together in the booth.
In the booth.
Yeah. Later, and we still
in the booth.
In the booth.
Good podcast with the interviews. Can't mean stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than the limousine. Limits got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winning team, about to do the thing. Then we hit him with a bada boom, bada beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth.
Speaking to the hoes, speaking to the
youth.
And no matter we gon' tell the truth. See time, homies, you gon' see the fruit. Coach can't take, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bag, gotta get the loot.
Thank you guys for joining us in the booth this morning. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Yeah.
Yep. And if you would like to advertise, sponsor with the show, hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com. Yeah.
All right, so we have a very interesting topic today.
Oh, yeah, we got a very interesting topic.
And I would love to hear what you guys
all y'all married folks out there. They talk to y'all married folks out there.
Go ahead.
Talk to the couples in the house.
What is the
you
voice?
You need to talk to them.
Barry White.
Yeah, married couple.
Like you dude. Came straight from the bar.
Yeah. Like the dude that sell candy up top, bro. Hello, brother.
Okay. That's why I wanted you to hurry up. This is exactly why.
We're going to get that dude on the show, bro.
Man, no, we ain't.
That's an older dude that sell, sell stuff.
Expired.
Don't.
Don't put him out of business, man.
Don't do that.
Every time you come in, that joker voice is like you got a demon. It's like, hello, brother. Hello, brother.
Okay, great.
Ain't no demons did greetings like that.
Right, hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
Demon.
Hello, brother. That's how you sound.
All right, man, we're talking about CC Sierra and turned up a little bit on the red carpet, and the internet turned up right along with her, and kind of had a few things to say about the dress that she wore. But I guess her husband didn't. He was right there with her. So let's run this footage of Stephen A. Smith commenting on it.
Sierra, the wife of Russell Wilson for the Denver Broncos, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks. At the Vanity Fair after party, Sierra's beautiful. She's gorgeous, very talented, real good people, the whole bit. My wife is not showing up with a dress like that in public. Yeah, she's just not.
This is 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks prior.
She's not showing all of that in public like that. She's just not. I'm married. That's not happening. Y'all call me whatever y'all want. Call me whatever you want. My wife's not showing up dressed like that. She's not dressed like the you're going to have more clothes on than that. You're going to have more clothes on than that. I'm just saying. I'm going to leave it at that.
You call me what you call me clothes on that. My wife's not showing up like that.
All right, yeah, so I want to know both of you guys' opinion on the dress, and if you would let your wife, wear a dress like
I'm
that.
I'm with Stephen A on that one. Nah, my wife ain't going to show up like that.
I'm not letting my wife, but I mean, the world, for one, it's a topless bathing suit. That's what it is, really.
Yeah.
It's not even a dress. It's a topless bathing suit. But, you know, he let his wife do that, and the theme of it was the
Vanity Fair fashion.
They're trying
fashion.
To dress like the statue.
The statue, yes.
You know, so she hit it on the head. You know, the statue is naked. The statue ain't got no clothes.
Yeah, but I guess the decision is not there.
The internet though, so hypocritical because they praised Lizzo when she was naked.
Nah, she called some too. A lot of people called Lizzo's was split. People came out saying that, you know, don't, you know, they were trying to protect, They were trying to protect fat shaming and that thing when other people were just trying to say it's inappropriate.
Wait, wait. Did you just make up something called fat shaming?
No, that's what it's called.
No, fat shaming. Mm-hmm. Like, don't, you're fat shaming. You can't.
Yeah, shaming the fat.
Yeah. Shaming the fat.
Yeah.
Body shaming, fat shaming is the same thing.
Yeah, body shaming. Yeah.
So is this body shaming?
No, because
you got a great, that,
that's
great
what I'm
body.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. That Lizzo was different.
Was fat shaming because she
no.
It was different because she was fat.
There was a split. To when
stop
people
saying,
split. Basically saying the same thing they're saying about CeCe. That okay, that's too much.
CeCe,
that's inappropriate.
CeCe Wilder?
No, Sierra.
They keep saying oh, CeCe. I know it's throwing
CeCe.
Me off too. Like
it was
huh?
No, nah, that's what the call back. Cause you know she went to North Clayton. She went to school with my sister.
Oh,
so
okay.
You know
she was fat shaming back then.
Huh?
What?
She was fat shaming back then?
No, we ain't talking about. She didn't. She wasn't fat shaming.
Oh, okay.
No, you're talking about Lizzo. You brought up Lizzo.
Right.
I said the beef, or not the beef, but what was going on? But I can't even. The issue with Lizzo,
oh,
or the going
you.
Back and forth.
No, we're like talking about Lizzo, the beef.
And split. This is, I'm like, come on, bro.
Well, this is that what was going on back and forth with on the internet by Lizzo is when they came for her saying it was inappropriate, the other people came to her back saying you just fat shaming.
So
they were arguing something else.
So she would have, if she was a little bit heavier, she would have got somebody on the fat shaming.
Yeah.
Like y'all just hating on
that.
But,
is hypocritical.
But,
yes.
But people came out of the same reason for Sierra is inappropriate. Why you basically showing all your body.
But
might well be naked.
What I'm saying is,
she is naked.
That was the theme.
You shouldn't have been at that theme party. That's the decision.
Huh?
You shouldn't have been at that theme party. If that
should
have been the decision.
Should that have been the theme? Is what
no. She shouldn't have. That the decision to go.
He's basically saying, don't do everything.
Yeah. Don't
just
you just can't go everywhere just because you got invited or whatnot.
Don't care.
Yeah, that's what I said. My wife.
If he don't care.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping if he don't care.
And then again, my issue is not so much, okay, you got a couple, that's their decision, but then how does that speak to, you know, someone in ministry, you know, singing, moving in that, not saying she's a minister, but I'm saying one minute you can worship and, you know, sing and praises, and the next minute we're naked on a red carpet at an event.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other because I'm married. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
We're married.
I really think that it's up to her and her husband how they do it. Here's why. Because maybe the outfit might not be that revealing, but there are some people in ministry that wear certain things that everybody ain't cool with. You know, whether the first lady got on some tight leather pants, because I've seen it, or cleavage out. Cleavage out, because I've seen it. You
that's
know what
a
I'm
lot
saying?
Of cleavage.
Yeah.
Cleavage.
But, bro, I seen some old gospel singles with the cleavage out. They're like, come on, mother.
No.
You know, yeah. So, look, check it out. Okay. Here's the hypocritical part to me.
Mm-hmm.
If a person doesn't look appealing, but it's still revealing, they don't get no flack.
Lizzo did.
Huh?
Lizzo did.
You didn't think it was appealing?
That's what I'm saying. Beauty of the eye of the beholder. I'm just saying it's two. You got two of the same thing on two ends of the spectrum. I'm saying both of them got flack.
Is that the beef?
Okay, I'm not laughing.
Yeah,
I'm not doing what you talk
about. Anyway, back
this.
To the
what
yeah.
I'm saying is, I've seen people in ministry. I've seen people in ministry.
No. I ain't discussing that.
I'm saying
Going back to the gala, Sierra and Russell. I think the decision to go. If it were me, my decision is like. Okay, yeah, we're not even attending that. If my wife has to go halfway naked, then that's not the party.
And just
or
to be clear,
it doesn't say you
have to be naked.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like some of the women had on a nice gold dress that was form fitting.
I think LeBron's wife
Yeah, she wore a nice white dress. Suit.
She was covered. So you don't. Dope. So no, you don't have to be half naked. So, or that. But if there, I'm just saying, if this is something where everybody's revealing, then that's not the party right. that me and my wife are going to.
Right. Right.
That's the decision. It ain't got nothing to do with what I wore when I got there. It's I ain't even going to that. That's where.
So tell you know, me this. Does that discount her experience in the church?
Hmm. What it is, what it does is it taints it. It can distort because your actions you want to align up
who
with
is
your
it tainting
faith
towards God or towards people who watch it.
It's tainting towards as far as scripture and how you carry yourself.
Well, did not David murder a man, take his wife? And ended up being called a man after God's own heart.
Yeah, but did God bring judgment on him for that?
He did. So therefore, a person can be seen in any type of their process, wherever their process is, because we don't know if she does this all the time. Because I've never seen Sierra in church praising God like that at all. Never till just now. I've seen her in clubs.
Yeah. And then she grew up in church.
I see her in clubs. Yeah. I seen her dancing.
She grew up in church.
But I've never seen her. Yeah. I know you know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, she grew up in church.
So
she grew up in a good home. She was her and Candace actually sung. I think they did talent shows together. She came over the house. She come over the house and do braids.
She came over there in that outfit?
No. But
your dad was like, no.
Anyway. I'm saying she comes from a good background. She don't come from just a chaotic, just loose end.
So you know my walk.
Yeah.
You know what I got caught in. Yeah. All right. And you know my process. So, and you know my parents, where they came from. They came from the same place where your parents came from. But when I broke down and at y'all first hip hop we were in somewhere in the country.
West Georgia.
I still had to go back to the studio to produce what I was producing because I was making money that way. So when people see you at one part of your, but that was the beginning of my walk, or that was the beginning of something changing in me to whereas I started doing more kingdom, less darkness, more kingdom, less darkness. At one point, I was doing more darkness, no kingdom. Then I had an encounter. Then my process started to change. So we don't know what this is how church people send people back to the world. Let me finish. I can see the thought on your head.
You,
this is how church people send people back to the world.
I'm saying you're creating something that's a disconnected situation, but go ahead.
If it's disconnected, you got it in the same video.
You're talking your situation. Go ahead.
I'm comparing the situation.
Ain't no comparison, but stay in yours.
How you going to tell me ain't no comparison? It is a comparison.
Go ahead. Finish yours.
It is a comparison.
Just finish what you're saying.
What I'm saying is you don't know where I was in my walk. You do.
Okay.
But other people, if they would have saw me at the church or wherever we was in the college thing, breaking down before God. Then they said, saw me in the studio saying, bro, you need to do the shake that A again because it didn't come out right. All right, shake that A, yeah. And then I didn't get the gun cock too much in the track. Make sure you cock the gun because we used to do that. Like, had a dude take his gun out, cock it, You know, we did all of that. And in my process, I was at one time doing both.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm saying is when you got a video up here that says, okay, well, she was.
So what made you stop doing
praising
another one?
God, you just kept doing more light.
Okay.
I just kept doing more light and it strangled out the darkness.
Okay.
All right. So why?
So there was something wrong with the darkness.
What?
So there was something wrong with the darkness.
It was something wrong with what I deemed darkness because of where I came from.
Okay.
All right. Now, there are people that save, sanctified, that still do and get paid a lot of money.
Okay.
But still do what I deem darkness, and they don't feel like it's something wrong with it. There are producers that's preachers' kids. There are producers, a very well-known producer, that produce all of the mainstream hip-hop, but he plays keys on Sunday for his daddy's church.
Okay.
So Nobody, you never know where somebody is in the process, what he does with his money, how God is working with him on that. And so I know that the outfit for Sierra is a little daring. However, I won't discount her experience at church because of what she's wearing.
Okay.
I'll never do that.
Okay,
I won't
do it. So what part of the process is above criticism?
Huh?
What part of the process is above criticism?
With me?
Anybody.
I don't take criticism from nobody because you don't know my process.
Okay, but what part of the process is above criticism?
From you?
From anybody. What part?
I don't think anybody should criticize, basically.
Yeah, I'm saying.
We don't know where that walk is.
You judge not. No,
it's not judging. No. Why are you putting critique as judgment?
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
You can't judge without criticizing.
No, it's not.
What are you talking
because
about?
Because a compliment and a criticism is the same thing, just going in different directions. If I compliment you, I say something, it's the same thing as criticizing in two different ways.
That's
not judging.
That's your opinion.
A judgment comes with a verdict.
Judgment
comes with a verdict. Ain't nobody gave a verdict.
Well, that's up to you.
Okay, that's not judgment. A critique is not judgment.
If you critique somebody, good or bad, like
it's
you say,
not, but
like
it's not,
saying,
that's not
good
judging.
Or bad, you're saying, you could say.
What is judging?
So why even
judgment comes with a critique. Judgment comes with a verdict.
For what?
I did not say what was going to happen if she wore that dress. I did not give a verdict.
I didn't say you did.
Okay, then, so it's not judgment.
I am saying.
It's not judgment. Take the judgment part off of it.
I didn't put that in there. I'm saying y'all need to stop. You need to stop judging or you need to stop criticizing. But you said what part is above critique? I was like, you need to just don't do it. Don't compare those two parts. Don't compare her being in church, getting free, people getting saved, and then put the naked picture up there.
You're leading people to think, look at what she's doing.
She was just in church. That is judgment to me. She was just in church. Not she naked.
No, that's to you. No, she was judgment. What did I say was going to happen because of that? What did I say was going to happen because of that?
CJ just gave his heart to Jesus.
What did I say was going to happen because of that?
Now he produces.
What did I say was going to happen because of that?
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
You ain't got to it yet.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You were going to get to it. You probably ain't going to do it now, but you were going to get to it.
Okay, so now he's saying you were going to judge, but I didn't judge.
What were you going to say?
I didn't say that.
What part is above
it was inappropriate.
Yeah, okay.
Then, so that's the criticism.
And
that's
why
I didn't judge it.
Judging
is saying you going to hell for that. That's a verdict on top of the criticism. That's what I said. I didn't judge it.
So you're saying above criticism.
That's what I said. What part of the process is above criticism?
My thing is this. Oh, you can say what you want.
If you're a convert.
I'm saying,
If you're new to the faith, I can say, that might be a little too tight, or you know what I'm saying, might be a little, you know, might want to cover up a little bit. I'm not judging the person. I didn't put a verdict on it.
You can't put a verdict on
it. I didn't.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was keep saying, what part of the process is above criticism? If you're a convert, if you're a believer at any point, there has to be something pulling you towards where God wants you to go.
That's the word, I thought.
Okay.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Because in a process,
a person's critique could be subject to who that person is, which means, okay, you're gonna judge a person based off what they're wearing, because most of it is all women. Let's keep it real. In church, it's all what a woman wear. It ain't never that the suit too tight.
Woman.
It ain't never how effeminate guys dress. It's never about that. It's always about the women.
But nobody ever says it.
Never.
Yeah. I ain't never heard nobody say it. Yeah. So it's most of this stuff, the critique, as you say, is all about a woman.
Now, there is some judgment in church, but they'll say you going to hell for that, or you going to, you know what I'm saying? That's a judgment.
Yeah, it's always flip-flop. It's you always judging this person, this girl, but you never judge this thing over here. So that's one thing. The other thing is, in the video, whoever edited the video to make people think, or to lead people to judgment. All right. It's she's in church praising God. You crazy. She's in church praising God, and now she's wearing this dress. All right. We don't know date, time stamps of either one, whether it's before, after. We don't know anything. But it's made to look, all right. Look at 1 minute she praising God, y'all. Hey, that's just like the devil. Doggone. 1 minute she praising God, but now she wearing this dress. All right. Let's say she had one night of indiscretion. How many Christians have had one night of indiscretion, of one thing that they may have should not have done? That's why we got Jesus.
I don't know.
Right?
Tell me.
Huh? A lot. Okay. I've cussed out a lot of people. Okay. Yes. A lot. All right. All right. And I always say, hey, God, I'm sorry. You know, please forgive me. All right.
Okay.
Because so you have some. Listen. Because you have a night of indiscretion, it does not discredit other stuff that you've done for in the kingdom.
If somebody see you going off, snapping, cussing somebody out, are they in the wrong for saying, bro, you shouldn't.
Like, that nigga crazy. Go,
yeah, no. Are they wrong for coming to you?
They can say whatever. Oh, you might not want to come to me.
Yeah.
But you can say it.
No.
You know, okay, you okay, might not want to come to me.
Okay.
Especially if I'm hot.
Okay, but still. But I'm saying, is there something wrong if they come to you and say, sir?
Now, what if I come back to them? What if I come back to you?
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you say. You said it.
No, I didn't finish.
So I can critique you.
I'm saying.
I can critique you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then there it is. We can critique. That's a tight shirt you got on. Let's critique.
Okay.
We can critique.
Okay.
I look like a thug. That's just critique. Not judge. You ain't going to hell for that shirt.
Okay.
But we
if the shirt tight, I got big on because the shirt is really not tight.
See, look it up. Now, you see how you get out of your critique?
I want y'all to see how far I can pull this shirt.
Look.
Put the camera on me.
Is she naked?
This shirt is not tight.
Stop is she naked? Are you looking through the shirt?
Put it back on me.
That shirt
I want to see.
Man, he pulling that shirt so hard.
This shirt is not tight. You know where it's tight at? It's tight right here because my arm is big. I have no control over that. Until they make large shirts with 2X arm.
So when a woman have big breasts or big breasts.
We already talked about that. We already agreed on that.
And how she dressed.
We already talked about that. We already agreed on that.
What did you agree on? It's something you can't cover.
You can't cover that. You can't cover that. You curvaceous. You can put on a leather coat and you won't cover up big breasts. You can't.
Ain't nothing you can do.
Ain't nothing you can do. We done talked about that.
Yeah, ain't nothing you could do.
Hey, we done talked about
that. We ain't hating on you. Ain't nothing you could do.
We done talked about that.
God gave you that. Ain't nothing you can do.
We done got a whole podcast on that. We ain't got to talk about
ain't
that.
Ain't nothing you can do.
What we're talking about now is the decision to be in certain circles and be in certain places when you're a believer. You know, how to move.
No, that's what you're talking about. You just made up a subject.
No, we weren't talking about that.
Stop acting like we were talking about that the whole time.
What we talking about?
Huh? We're talking about Sierra and her dress.
And the decision and what she wore versus what she wore. You just made that up. Slinging your head don't make it right.
You said what is above critique. That's how we got here. All right, what is that thing that you just said?
You were going in your particular story. I said, what point in that story is above critique? Like, well, what point can you not be critiqued or criticized? Because at the same time, I can compliment you. Why you got a problem? How can you be complimented but you can't be criticized? It's the same thing.
Okay, remember that. That's fine.
Oh Lord. Yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, cause,
if you, but if for you, me, because you say, because in that case, then don't we? You can't compliment nobody.
For one. In a certain situation,
if you can't criticize, you can't compliment.
There are people that's going to criticize or compliment everything that you do.
Yep.
Now, certain people take that as judgment. All right.
I'm just saying, take it as judgment.
You can say what you want. That's how people take it.
Yeah.
And so, in this situation, if your breath stinks, you ain't gonna die, but you might kill somebody. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna compliment you. I'm like, boy, that's a nice stitch you got coming out of your mouth.
The way the video is cut, it leads people to judgment. the way the video is cut. Who cut the video?
It's
it
on
was out, it was out there like that.
Yeah.
When you see her praising God, you see men in there praising God, and then you put this next to her.
Okay.
Put you, that you next can, to that
you
video.
Can, you can see it.
It just leads like
I think it just gives
it just, lead, it just
it,
leads
it, it gives you a background of the type of person she is or what she, you know.
But we don't know if this video is before or after the
It's before. I remember that video. That's when they went to cause that one got a little, you know, little stuff went around on internet too.
What they say?
They was, you know, that's now that was more that video by itself, which was probably a couple months ago. That was, you know, people more like, oh, so now she doing gospel, you know. Now that was more judgmental in that moment.
Wait, okay, why would you call it judgmental and not being a critique?
Because they're making a verdict that she's doing something. Now you're being in a lane that you supposedly are against going in your career. So you're saying that she don't belong there. To me, that's a judgment. That's a verdict. It's like it's saying you don't belong in this lane. To me, I feel like that's a verdict. And why don't she belong in that lane? Maybe that is supposed to be her lane. Like, don't put a judgment on that.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
Yeah, but that's not a criticism.
But why put that video next to the? It's like it's the same judgment feel. And that whole thing it speaks louder to what you're saying. Like.
Okay.
You don't supposed to be in this lane because you wear stuff like this.
You can see it that way.
That's what it is.
Okay, you can see it that way.
You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, you can see that, okay, it's showing a broader picture of, okay, this girl is a girl of faith and this is how she dresses. Like, you can look at it two different ways.
So you're saying that they're just showing the broad scope of how she is and not saying that that's a critique. That's what you're saying, that video is
not. I'm saying you can look at it several different ways.
I'm asking you how you see it.
That's how I saw it.
You saw it as, man, she do this and she do this.
No, I didn't say that, man, she do this, and she can lead
worship and
run it up. I'm asking. How you gonna ask?
You asked me, then you gave my answer.
I did not get my answer. You said, what you think? You gave an answer for me.
You said,
you didn't let me answer.
Did you not say that?
No.
Yes, you did. All right, let him say it.
No.
Say it. What is it?
Ask me the question.
What does the video represent of Sierra?
I said... Let me say what I said. I said it's showing.
Wait, who are you talking to? You're like, I said, let me say what I said.
No, I'm saying what I said.
You got a spirit over there?
No, you are going to take something out of this.
I want you to listen.
No, I want you to listen.
I'm trying to find out.
I want you to listen. You don't make up your own story.
All right, here we go.
Because, you know, you like to ask me the question to answer for me.
All right, come on.
So.
We're way over time.
I said, listen, that. Dang, you made me forget what I said, bro.
you can't lie to whatever it is.
Bro, you keep on.
I know what you said.
No, on the video.
I said. Go ahead. What it say?
You stupid.
Say it.
Shut up.
Say what you say.
The video is showing that she moves in certain circles and then she wears that. So it's showing a broader. Not that, okay, because if you, all you do is see Sierra, goodies, shaking, woo, 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 and then you see that dress.
So it's not comparing. It's just showing the broad scope of the possibilities of her.
That this person is a person that also is a person of faith, and then this person showing the dress.
That's what you get from watching that video.
I'm saying you can get that also.
There's different ways to look at it. Is that what you get from watching that video?
I get... Because I'm saying, I know where she come from. It looks different to me.
What does it look like to you?
It looks like someone who is in worship and then someone is wearing a certain dress that also is in worship. So what it looks like to me?
You sound like you understand.
No, because I know you're gonna try to twist it.
So I'm just saying. So it does not look like to you
that the person
can,
who edited
I said it can look like that. I said you can look at it from different ways. I said it can look like that.
But to you, it don't look like that.
You can look at it different ways.
I'm asking you how it looked to you.
Does it look like what?
That's, does it look like they are comparing, man, she was leading worship, now, and now she's on this carpet dressed half naked?
You can, like, yeah, like, I didn't even, like, look at that's it not, like that. Too. You really it like brought that. It up like that? Yeah,
you said that, man, this is a wide scope of, man, she can go from worship to being butt naked. Like, no. She has a great range.
No.
That's what you see?
See how you did,
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get it out you.
No, so I'm saying. It, you,
I'm
you
asking. Keep, no, I'm you asking keep, so you can.
You're making.
I'm asking so no, you can say it.
You're answering. No, you're not asking.
I'm asking.
You're answering.
I'm asking.
You're answering.
Everything I say got a question mark. No. Man.
You're answering.
Are you saying that she has a great range? Question mark.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's showing that, okay, she was in worship and then she wore this dress. That's what I'm saying. It's not saying, oh, she can be a great worshiper and then she can wear a half-naked dress. That's your answer.
That's not my answer.
That's what you said.
The video looks like they are saying, oh, look, she's worshiping and now she in this dress. It looks judgmental.
See how you just changed?
All right. It looks like, to me, I'm giving you my answer.
Okay.
That's what it looked like. But, saying,
but
to you,
why did you change the answer that you did?
I asked you, it's the same answer.
No, I didn't.
I'm asking no, you what it is to you and you.
You said,
man, she got a range.
No, who said range?
I think you had the advantage of knowing her before.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you when know I her look, better
when
than
I,
us.
When I looked at it, it looks different to me than it does
right,
to you.
So
that's why I've been asking you what it looked like.
That's what
and
I,
you
that's
said
what
it
I
looked like.
And
she got range.
You created this new word that wasn't in the conversation called range.
You were like, she got real range.
That's your answer. That's what I'm saying.
I was like, she got some real range.
You asked a question that gave an answer.
She can lead worship with a white mic.
I didn't say that. I'm like, did I say that?
Not a white mic.
And she got a white mic. So good till I forgot what I said. I was like, wait a minute. You messing
me
up.
This man gave up range.
I didn't say that.
You got range, bro.
Yeah, that was stupid.
What do you think, Mona?
I mean, well, like you said, I've never seen her in praise and worship. So it was like, wow.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Like,
wow.
Whoa. But
she come from a Christian background.
I didn't know
but
that.
But I'm saying,
like,
we didn't know that.
And most people don't know that.
She's, I mean, she's, I believe on like Instagram, she sung like His Eyes on Sparrow, stuff like that, time to time. But everybody kind of knows she, you know, she's a good girl.
Church girl, yeah.
Yeah, she's a good girl. She's
I right. say, you know, if the husband.
Matter of fact,
happy.
They used to call her Beyonce, because she was trying to be like Beyonce back in the day.
Beyonce.
That was a little.
Like, but again, if her husband is all right with it, then, you know, you got to be secure in your own marriage. Because really, it's about, I don't want my husband looking at you. So you got to be secure in what you got. Like, if we walk by Sierra, I have to be confident enough to know that
I'd be like, wow,
one
she,
dress is not going to take him away
naked.
From me.
I'd be like, woman, she naked. All right, let's go get something to drink.
Get something to drink.
Right.
She is naked, though.
She needs some juice. She naked. Let's go get something to drink.
Let's go get something to drink.
Shut up.
Yeah, she got some. Yeah, she naked.
Okay.
She's straight naked.
She naked and I'm thirsty.
But how do you think the husband felt?
Everything yeah, I think of the booth. Nah, maybe he ain't still in the booth. Maybe he just going with it.
He had to go with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be for the sake of the argument.
Like, he probably wasn't in the choosing process.
That's what I'm saying.
We got a win. See,
but
it was too late. She came out here like, look.
You
know what you guys want to be in the booth?
Yeah.
We get to the show.
No,
this is it.
Where your jacket?
Like,
yeah. Where your socks?
I don't know. I don't know. People like, oh, he cool with it.
Yeah. We don't need a suit.
Nah, you don't know that.
Yeah. We'll see y'all. 9 o'clock.
Hello, brother.